Oklahoma's compliance with federal regulations regarding dairy products, an addition to the state's list of tick-borne illnesses, and a project to commemorate one of Oklahoma's wildlife refuges. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, May 11th. I'm Hannah France. A bill to ensure the state of Oklahoma maintains federal milk compliance is almost at Governor Kevin Stitt's desk. Supporters of the bill say it will allow dairies to sell milk out of state, Anna Pope reports.
Senate Bill 2071 is a request bill from the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, Food, and Forestry. Scott Yates is director of food safety at the department. He says the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has recommended the state statutes be aligned with FDA regulations, including the ability to regulate hoofed animals from a milk standpoint.
So if this language isn't changed, FDA would have the authority, and to be honest, I don't know what the timeline would be, but have the authority to take away the state's grade A status.
This means no milk or milk products could leave the state, affecting dairies, dairy processors, or farms part of co-ops. Oklahoma's legislators are hoping to wrap up this session soon, but the bill must clear its final chamber before reaching the governor's desk. I'm Anna Pope.
Alpha-gal syndrome has been added to Oklahoma's list of tick-borne illnesses. Sierra Pfeiffer reports the move will allow the state to track what experts are calling a growing public health concern.
Most cases of alpha-gal syndrome start with a bite from the Lone Star tick. The bite can trigger a potentially life-threatening allergy that causes people to have an immune response to mammal products like red meat and dairy. For farmers and ranchers who are in close contact with livestock every day, the allergy can be especially challenging. A measure signed by Governor Kevin Stitt means Oklahoma will join 12 other states where alpha-gal syndrome is a reportable illness. That means laboratories and doctors must notify state health authorities of each positive test for a marker of the syndrome. Advocates say it will make it easier to understand a health concern that's becoming increasingly common. I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
And the Wichita Mountains Wildlife Refuge is celebrating its 125th anniversary this summer. Sarah Lisi reports on a time capsule project that will commemorate the milestone of a Southwest Oklahoma refuge.
President William McKinley established the Wichita Mountains Wildlife Refuge as a forest reserve in 1901. Since then, the refuge has helped preserve wildlife such as bison, longhorn, and elk, and this year it's turning 125. To celebrate its past 100-year-old time capsule will be opened along with a screening of a new film about the refuge. But the event on June 2nd also looks forward. The new headquarters building will have its grand opening, and a new time capsule will be sealed with letters from the general public about their hopes for the refuge, why it matters to them, as well as what visitors 100 years from now can learn from this present time. Those hoping to have their letters sealed in the time capsule will need to deliver them to the refuge staff by next Wednesday. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
For additional news throughout the day, visit KGOU.org and follow us on social media.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.